I gaze awash with the sea of faces, all shapes and sizes and varying races. The colours that hit you and the ones that blend, a stream of footprints to which there's no end. To look in their eyes as they pass by my way, each one with their own story, if only to say. The yachts in the harbour amid rippling waves, their masts to the sky, open sea each one craves. The splendid array of canvas and hulls displaying personal titles, owners enjoying lulls. The buildings that surround them, stately and clean, looking down at the boats, wondering where they've been. The tourists finding their favourite bars, staring out to the ocean, then up to the stars. The fish in the water, both large and small, attract all ages, swimming by the sea wall. I'd better pay for my drinks before I forget, reaching into my pockets, hoping to cover the debt. Walking back to my room, catching every open face. New people tomorrow, but of yesterday's, no trace.
Isn't that just lovely and relaxing, Joy?
It is very tranquil.
It just sort of chills out on a day where you might have been a little bit fraught and you think, I just need to relax and calm down on the midweek drive.
Yeah.
Whom could possibly have been reading and writing such delights and wonderments?
You know, I bet it's that Ken Kitson.
That Ken Kitson. Do you mean to say British legendary actor Ken Kitson?
Oh, yes, that
who's
one.
Who's been working in television since 1970s. Over 250 television roles from the Bill, Ruth Rendell's Mysteries, Minder, The Sweeney, and indeed over 80 appearances in Last of the Summer Wine, when, as we've just heard from the stunt coordinator in Last of the Summer Wine, Ricky Ash, he was tremendous fun when Ricky was doing various stunts there, including the time where a puppet caused the policeman to actually fall off their bikes.
I bet that was hilarious.
Ken Kitson, welcome aboard the good ship.
Hello, how are you?
Delighted to hear your dulcet tones as ever, Ken.
That was really planted. I like that one, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, Ken, I mean, since we started working together from the time we did our first link on our sister service, Southside Broadcasting, to last week, obviously, Outside the Blue Crush, you should get an idea to what sort of things we get up to here.
That's fantastic, yeah. Yeah.
So, moving on, we've already shared the words of the campaign to get Ken and Louis Emmerich back in full force as the policemen who move from Homeforth to Scarborough. That has to start here, really. Great stuff.
Yep, definitely. Definitely.
And I think it should occur at the same time as, obviously, the joys of A Fistful of Dreams, which we'll come to in a few moments. But, Joy, would you like to actually take on board the interviewing mantle? Because I'm still recovering from the fact that I hadn't realised, as I said, Ricky Ash, very impressive as Tango Man, but Ken Kitson, to me, he will always be Giant Rumble Buffin.
I don't even know. What is Giant Rumble Buffin?
Oh, please.
What is Giant... I know it's in the wardrobe.
Exactly. C.S. Lewis classic.
I know, but...
I always say it's the biggest party I ever had.
Yeah. Exactly so. And I think, you know, I bet when your agent sort of decided to feed that down, I thought, hang on, you've done the Sweeney, you've done the Bill, you've done various other things. How do you fancy being Giant Rumble Buffin?
Giant Rumble Buffin, yeah.
It's what you did the degree for and the drama degree at East 15 in the first place, really. You know, it's the drama routine.
Yeah, yeah.
Joy, over to you.
Hi, you Ken. How are you doing?
Hello.
I've just been having a little peruse of your poetry book, and I mean, I really enjoyed the poem. I mean, it's beautiful listening, I think, to a poet reading their poems out, because you can hear the mood of it far more, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's really delightful.
Well, I wrote that one in the Gran Canaria, actually, when I was at the Gran Canaria, a little in Porto Magan. I just sat there having a coffee in the morning. I just wrote it while I was sat there,
Well, I think that really comes across, and it does, I don't know, I almost felt in the holiday mood myself listening to that. I could almost
I'm just thinking
have a little glass of wine or something.
Yeah.
And
Paul McGann, a scene almost from With Nail and I, or Doctor Who, the movie, and Gran Canaria, and Ken Kitson just gets his pencil out and stuff. You see, I'd initially thought, oh, Aloha, we were talking about Steve McGarrett and Hawaii 5-0.
It was a little bar called the Aloha Bar. And that's why I called it a lower people.
Greetings in Hawaii.
That's in my madness.
Ken, I always said that, and that's what everybody at the Blue Crush in Scarborough says as well, you know, quite clearly.
I'm not just that Josie Copper from Summer Wine, you know what I mean?
I've often seen it, basically, Ken, as that classic line, rather like Marlon Brando, that there might be stillness there, but if you look behind the eyes... And there's great sort of energy going on there. Lots of energy.
Yeah, lots of going on, yeah.
Ken, how long have you been writing poems for?
For about 30 years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is this your book all...
This is the first book I've published it, and then I did that CD, as Alex has got there, you know, but I did that about 10 years ago, the CD. But I've been writing about 30 years, but I wrote a lot more, and I had them in my car, and I got burgled, and my car stolen, and I hadn't got copies of them an idiot. I didn't do copies of them, and they all went, so I started writing again, basically, you know, so...
Oh, how upsetting, because, I mean, obviously they must be very personal to you. So, and, you know, as you say, they're, moods, memories and moments. Moods, moments and memories.
Yeah,
it's important that's all right. It's a little bit like our Matt Munro feature. You know, we have Matt Munro, we have moods, moments and memories. I'm going to actually ask Ken to choose between Full Circle and Good Times for another little fantastic piece here in terms of another little magic as recorded by Ken Kitson. And the CD, which is also available, a companion CD to the book Moods, Moments and Memories. Ken, which would you like, Good Times or Full Circle?
Full Circle.
Full Circle.
It's different. It's Full Circle, I think.
Here it comes.
The Full Circle. Ideas growing, thoughts flowing, brain exploding, memories eroding, mind overloading, head imploding, sight confusing, eyes refusing, questions unceasing, answers deceasing, time unending, age impending, ears unhearing, speech endearing, hands feeling, heart dealing, arms cuddling, words muddling, partners adoring, others ignoring, life moving, love soothing, seeds sowing, ideas regrowing.
Wonderful. Great stuff there. And naked speech as well, Ken. No shame whatsoever there. No music first. no music background, just straight in there. Totally naked speech. Very good.
There I see.
And I have to say, last week, and a little confession here, actually, when we invited Ken to wrap up our day in the life of Scarborough, we finished with a piece of poetry, went in about piercings and such like. And normally, I mean, Joy, you've been on location reports with me. You know, I normally hold the microphone, check everything at its levels. Ken grabbed hold of the microphone, sent the whole thing through. I thought, levels going crazy here. But it was good stuff. It was good stuff.
Excellent.
Wonderful stuff. I thought I was going to have to fight him. I thought, I'll stand no
Did
chance
you?
Here. Not whatsoever. What's the weather been like in Scarborough today, Ken?
It's been gorgeous today. Yeah. It's up till about 2:30, and then it went a bit cold. I've had a good day selling the books, and a good day yesterday, but I don't know what the weather's going to be like tomorrow and Friday. I'm hoping I'll be down here again. You know, but I'll be down here at the weekend for the bank holiday sort of thing, you know.
If
I don't run out of books, I keep running out.
Ken, I've already taken the liberty of putting you forward to one of our other semi-regular presenters, Sarah Bullimore, who is currently working on the Words in the World. Anyway, it's a thing called Desert Island Books.
Right.
Basically, she was asking me, don't know any actors or writers who are around. I said, do I... Actor, writer, Ken Kitson.
Yeah.
So I've put you forward for that. Who knows? I mean, obviously, I won't take even a 10% cut of that particular routine. But at least it's been mentioned, and I've put a little bit of pressure on Sarah then as well, just to sort of think,
we should go for
that whole thing. It's great stuff on that. I just think it's fantastic that you've taken that initiative, you've shifted, as we said, over to the East Coast, got a wealth of acting material, and indeed your writing scenarios. And how many times can you honestly say, Joy, that you can wander in Scarborough and then find a legend like Ken Kitson signing books outside a wonderful store called the Blue Crush. Sort of cafeteria scenario. It's great stuff.
Ken, how much are your books retailing for?
$9.99.
Oh, very reasonable.
Yeah.
Less than a tenner.
I sit here with a bag of pennies. Most people don't want them, but I force them on them saying it could be a lucky penny so that I'd end up with them, you know. Otherwise, I might as well charge £10, you know what I mean?
It keeps the balance going, and it's great stuff on that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a Fistful of Dreams, because this is something, again, we also want to get the campaign going. It's simply a matter of 2 million people paying £1. There's your £2 million. Bang, movie gets made.
It'd be brilliant if it happened that way. I tried to do it a few years ago like that. And honestly, this is true. I got quite a few people, investing in that way, and they put 1,000 in. And then when the film happens, they get 1,500 back. And that works for a short time, Alex, but it takes such a long time to get that. It sounds, 2,000 people doesn't sound a lot of people, but it took ages to do. But one lady met me in a supermarket after a radio interview in Sheffield, and she met me at Huddersfield in Tesco's and handed me £42,000.
How often have I waited for my listening people to actually do that and say, hey, Alex, here's £42,000 for you.
She never met me before. She just heard me on the radio, believed in me. And for people like that, I need to get this film up and running and be able to pay them back. They're people that believed in me and have faith in me all these years, you know?
You're absolutely right. And as I'm being serious for a moment, because I know, Joy, you're regularly faced with people thrusting checks upon your good self. Joy, you were so fantastic on last Wednesday's Midweek Drive. Here's £80,000. And you say things like, surely it wasn't me, it was Ricky Ash. No, Joy, it was yourself. Work through with that. But let's just tease ahead to this, Ken, that the movie, the theme, without giving too much away, is quite an interesting romantic western set in Yorkshire, I gather.
Yeah, it's a romantic comedy western set in Yorkshire. So there's not many of those about for a start, really, you know. But I've got people like, if he's still fit, George Baker, the Rendles with, wants to play with his dad. I've got Gene Alexander wants to play my mum. I've got Jeffrey Hughes again. If he's well, it's because he's been ill as Jeffrey. He wants to have a part in it. I've got little Chris Ryan from The Young Ones. I've got the Shivers want to do all the music for it. I've got a director on board. I've got a producer. So it's all there. It's just waiting for the money.
Yep.
The main ingredient, the money, $2.3 million.
We'll get it sorted. It's easy peasy. Now, the other factor is, which I was fascinated in, not only have you played one, not two, not three, four characters in Coronation Street.
Yeah, four characters in Coronation Street. They put me in the history books for Coronation Street because no other actor's ever done four characters, you see, so...
So share with us then, Ken. I mean, as we're beginning to follow the street as it heads up to its 50th anniversary, and in fact...
I'm a bit annoyed, actually, because I haven't had an invite for this big party, the 50th.
Right.
I'm a bit annoyed at that. Yeah, I really am, you know, because I'm going to get my PR company to get in touch with them and to see what's happening, because they, you know, put me in the history books and then ignore me totally, you know, so...
Ken,
I think I should be there.
It's outrageous.
Ken, we know the director. Actually, he's a good friend of ours, the director of the 50th anniversary, a part of that. We will have words.
Yes,
we will be
sure. We will.
Not that it's Graham Harper's fault, obviously.
Anything about it, you see, the Daily Mirror came and did a big piece on it, and they put it in there and said that, you know, no other actor's ever done four parts as far back as the 70s. Albert Tatlock and all them and Annie Walker, that's when I first did it, you know,
Before Joy's time, I'm afraid, Ken. You know, I mean, Joy is just a child by comparison.
Exactly,
I mentioned things like Albert Tatlock, and she thinks I'm sort of talking some quaint northern customer,
the like
of which, you know, a lass from Boston, Lincolnshire, is not even going to sort of even dream to think about.
I'm a big fan of Coronation Street, though. I mean, I don't watch it ever so often, but I mean, I do think it's a great soap opera, right? It's the humour of it, you know, that you don't get in the
EastEnders.
In EastEnders.
Let's be honest, you don't.
You don't, it's depressing.
You get lots of shouty, Rikai, regularly. You get lots of shouty stuff. Do you get the humour and the warmth?
You don't.
Not really.
No, and I love the nice, strong women in Corrie, and I love Steve McDonald. I just think him and Becky are just such a funny couple.
Oh, yeah, they're a couple, she's a great actress as well. She plays Becky, she's great. There's been some lovely people in it over the years when you think about it.
Jones.
Years ago, I mean, even Laurence Olivier, all he wanted to do, one of his main things he wanted to do in life was be an extra in the Rovers. You know, he never got there, but that's what he wanted to do.
It was just one of those.
But they had Ian McKellen, didn't they? They had Sir Ian McKellen.
Sir Ian McKellen, Joanna Lumley, Davy Jones and the Monkees, and of course Shane Rimmer, who went on to be the voice of Scott Tracy in Thunderbirds.
Yeah,
can't get better than that. And Ken Kitson. Ken Kitson, not once, not twice, four times.
Not three times, but four times.
Exactly. Yeah. What were the four? What were the four characters?
Well, that was Frank Walker, which was a restaurant owner. That was 2005. The one before that was Jack and Vera thought they'd come into a lot of money, and they won an allotment. And I, the one that took them to the allotment and presented them with their, the prize had been left in the will, basically, and that was it. So they're a bit disappointed. Before that, I played an army sergeant that took Eddie Yates' girlfriend off him. And the first one was like a mountain rescue leader, and rescued Ken Barlow and his son from the Peak District.
Diverse range there, then.
Yeah.
I was betting that you must have been Rita's boyfriend at one time, but...
No. I might be old, but not that old.
Well, toy boy, you know.
yeah.
it adds to the whole quality of the whole thing. And the other thing, of course, is in conversation with Ken Kitson, there's a double act that you put together fairly regularly at the Blue Crush that's happening, I think, in Scarborough sometime in November. So share with us, because I know Richard Egan, the owner of the Blue Crush, is very excited about this.
That's right, yeah. We just put the tickets on sale yesterday and started selling today. So and they're £18 a ticket. And it's, it's called An Arresting Night with Cooper and Walsh. And all the ideas come from the audience, Alex, as I told you. And last time we did it in June, we did 2.5 hours improvisation.
Yeah, see, that's what it's all about, quality stuff. Yeah. 2.5 hours, or as I like to say, Ken, something of the order of 7,200 seconds plus an added 1,800 seconds thrown in there. So a total of sort of
little
over 9,000 seconds with Cooper and Walsh. Fantastic
that's
stuff.
It. And the next one's November 15th on a Monday night. £18 a ticket. That includes a posh fish and chip supper.
Joy, are you up for that?
Well, I don't eat fish, do I? But the chips, I can eat the chips.
Exactly. Go, go on to our sister website. We actually did a feature on Mother Hubbard's fish and chip stop in Scarborough, and that very question about vegetarianism was addressed.
Yes.
All right.
And what did they say?
Omelettes.
Omelettes.
I don't think we're being rude. I don't think it's a Scarborough square word or anything. I think it's just omelettes. That's the key thing. Yeah. Omelettes and vegetarian alternatives. Ken, we were talking with Ricky Ash, as we mentioned right at the start of the show.
Yeah.
Do you remember Ricky working as a stunt coordinator on Last of the Summer Wine?
Yes, I do, because me and Tony came through this, like an alleyway, and we were on bikes, and Tony, I don't know if I had to fall off or Tony had to fall off, but I think we had a stuntman for one of them, and I did my own, I think. I think we had a stuntman for both of us, but I don't know if we used them both.
You see, I was thinking about that, Ken, because clearly you've had stunt training and fight training.
I teach fencing and stage fighting as
So I was just thinking, on that basis, it would be a little Clash of the Titans, really. Ricky Ash and Ken Kitson. Although it has to be said, Ricky's not the tallest of chaps, so you probably would, on a height routine, you'd probably sort of beat on that basis.
Yes, it could have been Tony's double, I think, more than anything.
Yeah,
so,
I think you said, Tony, it was interesting just getting that flavour from Last of the Summer Wine.
Yeah.
And then we need to look at DVD releases as well. I'm sure that must be in the offing with commentaries and such like. I mean, they do it for Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Why not go for that as well? Joy, any other questions or queries you'd like to throw to Ken about Minder, the Sweeney, and other such things?
Well, I was wondering about future acting roles, Ken. I mean, do you think a fifth appearance in Coronation Street might be coming up shortly?
Moment, I think my agent's forgotten where I live or who I am, but I don't know. But at the moment, I'm really pushing for this series for the two policemen to Scarborough.
Yeah.
And it's looking good, actually, Joy. It's really looking good.
Oh, it's
because there's a company called Welcome to Yorkshire.
Yeah.
That they used to sponsor Heartbeat and the Royal, and we put it to them, and they're up for it.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
Roy Clark wants to write it, and the director wants to do it. So I came up with this idea, and they've gone for it, so we'll just see what happens.
Oh, fantastic. So, I mean, if it all goes to plan, how soon do you think that would be before it goes into production?
Well, I'm hoping it's next year.
Brilliant.
Like, yeah, 10 episodes. I mean, 10 episodes cost $1.5 million. Now, that sounds a lot of money, obviously. Yeah.
It's Joy's average wage for month's shows.
Yeah, but they've got to see the long-term project, you see, and what it'll bring into Scarborough, like the Royal and Heartbeat did for Ghostlands, you know.
Precisely. Well, and I say, without mentioning too many names, and I'm not going to obviously sort of point too many fingers here, but in terms of agents, I just have to say, Helen, get your finger out now. That's all. That's so routine there. Isn't that a wonderful photograph, Joy? Just holding that.
Oh,
That's one of Ken's publicity shots there, which he kindly provided for me as well last week. Obviously, other things are online. You see, it's obviously becoming a Ken Kitson fan base here that we're obviously establishing.
Yeah.
And as a Yorkshireman, I have to ask you this question, given that this is going out primarily to the citizens of Lincoln's first community radio station, Siren 7.3 FM, as well as the world, of course, because it goes global and it'll be podcast as well. But any thoughts on Lincolnshire?
What, myself?
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, last time I actually worked in Lincoln, I worked at the Theatre Royal. And we did, this is about 30-odd years ago, and we did it from drama school, from East 15 Drama School. We did Midsummer Night's Dream there.
Right.
And the Theatre Royal. I also remember, because it's middle of winter, and trying to walk up that hill where there's got the handrail inside. Yeah.
and of course, I've often said, you know, they call it Steep Hill, showing a sad lack of imagination.
It's called Steep Hill,
exactly.
Yeah.
What can we call it?
Exactly. It's a hill and it's going upwards at a sharp angle. We'll call it Steep Hill, say the founding fathers.
I've got an idea.
It was harder coming back down it, I'll tell you that. Oh. You know,
it's really hard work going down if you've got a pair of high heels on, I'm telling you.
Ooh. No, I didn't have high heels on that night.
Well, you were lucky.
No, I were off fellas that week.
I mean, I know he went to East 15 Drama School, but really, that's taking it too far. I mean, that's different line entirely. Ken, it's been fantastic just shooting the breeze with your good self after another day's hard work outside the Blue Crush in Scarborough, and clearly we're sending positive vibes to motor on for these other fantastic projects. Don't forget, of course, an arresting night with Cooper and Walsh, November the 15th at the Blue Crush in Scarborough. Well worth heading off to. We'll have to have a look at that, Joy, see if we can sort of set up a sharabang or somebody to actually get that.
Yeah, you'll have to get a party and get some ideas. Yeah. All matters.
I mean, I know it's the day after Prince Charles's birthday, but, you know, it is. I don't know if you want to use that as a marketing ploy, you know.
I don't know.
No, yeah. Listen, Ken, I'll come up with the ideas. Not all of them are great ones. I just have to say. That's the baseline. Joy, final two questions for Ken Kitson, please.
Oh, Ken, it's been lovely speaking to you. Have you enjoyed talking to us?
Yes, definitely, Joy. I love talking anyway. I love talking to people as you can gather, you know. But while I've been sat here selling my book, I must have talked to thousands of people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and most of them, they don't want Summer Wine or Heartbeat or The Royals to finish, you know. But,
no. Well, they're such enjoyable shows, aren't they?
I know.
There's an innocence about them, isn't there?
Exactly.
You know, I think people really enjoy.
It's family entertainment. It's harmless fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, you know, but they just keep replacing with other either chef programs or reality programs or
I have to say, we like our chefs, you know.
I get fed up with celebrity chefs.
Ultimately, there's a time when you say enough. And also, come dine with me. What sort of mentality is that setting up when you have to grade and assess and mark out of 10 your hosts for the day or the night?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
It's just rude, isn't it?
It's not good. Yeah. It's not good, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, half of the meals, when they finish them, I'd hang them on the wall as a picture. I don't know about eating them.
Precisely. There we are. There's a whole range of things here. If only our head chef from the Vistamar restaurant in Saltburn were actually here. And mind you, it was
Aaron?
It is. Yeah. Oh, wow. Exactly.
Well, I did God on the Rocks at Saltburn years ago, so... I've worked at Saltburn.
Well, yes, and many people have said Saltburn on the Rocks. What sort of way could you actually have on that basis? Amazing. But, it actually shocked me to find that recently it's not the Vista Del Mar restaurant, it's the Vista Mar. There we are. He hadn't corrected me at all. You know, it was a complete mispronunciation. I've been constantly saying Vista Del Mar. No, it's Vista Mar, as in Sea View. It's like Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. Anyway. So, the last two questions for Ken. Before we have Vocations of Life to see out the first of Ken Kitson's, I think, regular features here on Siren 107.3 FM's Drive Time Show. Joy, the two questions are?
Well, I asked the first one, but I'll move on to the second. Yes. So, Ken, will you come back and join us again?
Oh, any time.
Brilliant.
Honestly, anytime,
Ricky Ash was saying that he's going to come along to the studio and he'd like to talk to you too. So.
Oh, that's smashing. Anytime, honestly. You've got my number now. I'll just ring any time. You better ring in on this number, Alex, rather than the Blue Crush.
I spoke to one of the Chloes this morning and they are a dynamic duo personified. Yeah. The two Chloes, once they're there in full force, it's amazing. But actually, I thought it was a miracle. They actually managed to actually relay the message to you outside. It's fantastic, really.
Yeah.
Particularly Richard Egan's absence, but never mind, life continues. Ken, we salute you. Vocations of Life by Ken Kitson, read by Ken Kitson, coming up.
Vocations of Life. A joiner of people, a mechanic of life, a driver for peace and engineer against strife, an actor with passion, upholsterer of dreams, designer of fashion, a planter of trees. Let's all unite as one. Let's do what has to be done. A composer of music, an author of plays, landlord for the needy, pet lover for strays, a broadcaster of news, a singer of songs, a painter of views, they all right the wrongs.